أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون. ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 94 and 95 of Surah Al-A'raf. The previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about specific Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Shu'ib alayhi salam. These Nabis, Allah had spoken particularly about them going to their people, the disbelief of the people, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroying those communities. Here for some few ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak in general the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ, that we did not send in any qariya, in any village, any city, any town, any nabi, illa akhadna ahlaha bil ba'sa'i wad darra, except that we had taken, overtook, taken hold of its people with ba'sa and darra. Ba'sa refers generally to hunger and financial difficulty, and darra refers to physical difficulty with regards to a person's health. So we had taken them to task with regards to these two aspects. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left out, and this is the system and the methodology of the Quran Sharif, that we had sent these Nabis. These people did not accept. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam persisted. They continued steadfastly inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These people remained arrogant, they remained stubborn, they did not accept. When they did not accept, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken them to task. Allah ta'ala then tested them with two things. One was financial difficulties with regards to their finance, with regards to their food, their hunger. Secondly, with regards to their health, their physical health, etc. Why did we do this? Not because of any other reason. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ, so that they will become humble to Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person does not have wealth. A person had wealth and he lost his wealth. He ought to have become humble to Allah Ta'ala. A person was eating well, there is scarcity of food. A person ought to turn towards Allah. A person is healthy and now there's illness. That illness is supposed to turn us towards Allah Ta'ala, not make us more arrogant. But then these people did not become humble. When you become humble to Allah, then you begin to worship Allah, you praise Allah, and at the same time you make shukr to Allah for the ni'mats, and you make sabr for the difficulties. But these people were not going to do this, and they had not done that. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then afflicted them with a more dreadful and a more frightening punishment. That Allah ta'ala says here, ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, then we had changed in place of difficulty al-hasana, good. Now we changed the scenario. That poverty that they were in, we gave them affluence, we gave them prosperity, we gave them good health, we gave them everything in place of the evil, the difficulties, we brought conditions of ease. Now this is frightening, because why? Then a person now indulges in what Allah has given. So he had not humbled himself in the first place, turned to Allah making sabr, and now he does not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta afaw, Allah ta'ala says, until they had increased. They increased in their strength, they increased in their political strength, they increased in their physical strength, in their financial strength, they began to rule the markets of the world. وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء. They had forgotten that these halat and these conditions come to them from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They had forgotten that good times, bad times, prosperity, difficulty, all of that comes from Allah. What they said, such is life. This is how it happens. Our forefathers had gone through the same, and they said, قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالصَّدَّاءُ. Certainly, our forefathers had gone through distress and joy. This is how life is. This is how the change of events happen. This is like normal. It is just like how it is. Then Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then we got hold of them. In other words, we punished them بَغْتَةً. بَغْتَةً, suddenly. And when that sudden punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes, then they say the stick of Allah, it has no sound. We cannot see it. It is invisible. And Allah says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That they were not aware that this was the punishment from Allah. Ulama have expressed then that Allah Ta'ala gives that rope, and Allah Ta'ala gives that rope, and slowly but surely man does not realize, and man hangs into that rope of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The lessons we learn, that our affluence, our prosperity, our difficulty, our stress, our happiness, our joy, our grief, all of that are not symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure or Allah ta'ala's displeasure. What it is and how we will know is that when there are difficulties,